Good morning, humans. It is December the 3rd, 2020. Right around 8:20 a.m. Can you feel the sensation, the vibration of the places you've been? Your own sin. How did you end up here? How did you end up in this place? I know you wandered the desert looking for old French fries and old hidden Big Mac cheeseburgers under the seat. How did you end up here? That's a common story for a lot of us. How did we fumble and tumble our way through the broken shadows of forgotten memories of corridors that are currently subsided and caved in, filled with mud and misery and the bones of the bodies we left behind? How did you get here? You looked for those rehydrogenated baked bean fat special taco tomatoes that only Elvis could leave behind in his hidden studio under LA. You looked for those old things that were left behind because the submarine captains couldn't bring them with them. You looked for old banana peels and crumpled up pieces of paper. You looked for that debris of a faithfulness made unfaithful. What did you find? How did you wander in here? What breadcrumbs did you follow? How many empty nights did it take for all the current crooked rooks to steal your hope and replace it with aluminum sidings? Your foolish pillhead friends stole your Lexus. They drove it to Hurricane Beach and killed that waitress and dumped her near the culvert. They drove that Lexus to Hurricane Beach. They killed the waitress. They dumped her near the culvert. The old rusty rebar, like a bad hairdo, bent over next to the shattered body, a smell of whiskey and lost years in the air. How the fuck did you end up here? How many sins did you commit? How many broken roads did you end up breaking through? How many Mustangs did you steal? How many Mustang Sallys did you fall in love with? How did you end up here with no gold, no silver, no ammo, no food? How did you end up here without hope, without a radio, without music, without a heart? How did you end up here without a soul, buddy? You ended up in this world of weak handshakes and caved-in faces. They say that it's time for the poor folk, the grumpin' folk, the folk that live deep inside the bowels of the earth to eat the weeds and drink the sewage. They say it's time we raise the rat and raise our goblet filled with diesel fuel and our own miserable future. Raise the goblet of diesel fuel, my friends. Raise it high. Raise it to the sun that no longer sings the way it used to. Raise it to the poison snow, to the grimbus glow, to all of the slowly slithering things crawling out of the sea. There are so many things crawling out of the sea now to find flavor country. looking for a flavor country. Everyone's looking for flavor. Everyone is looking for flavor, and they're all in search of flavor country. That's right, they want you to eat the weeds and drink the sewage. They want you to hunt the rat and kill the bat. They want you to raise the monkey from the ground and push the eagle into the earth. They want you to take the people you hate and the people you love and mix them into a slurry and fill them and give them to the pigs. But how the fuck did you end up here? Did you see the road signs? Did you read some tour guide? How did you end up here? Did they tell you this was flavor country? The unkempt nerve herder stood firm and made poi from sweat sock skin and old shoe polish. And this is shoved into the open mouth as all poi should be shoved full and flowing like a spoonful of sugar helps the miserableness go down. Thank you. Because you came here to Flavor Country, you were labeled Monkey Bill. Your horse was murdered to make tacos. That wasn't great. The city men held court and sentenced you to death. Fuck. In the great mill, where steel is formed of swords and wheels, and as you finish off your 100th year of service, a stellar guard of mungus beasts leads the profession of your corpse to the death yard. And the cats are protein too. Yep, the cats are there for you to eat if you need to. The cats are also food. Can you hear the screamings? Yeah, it's Thursday. Can you believe it's Thursday? You have big plans for the weekend? Do you intend to hang out with friends? Do something fun? Like go dancing or maybe see a band at the new Coliseum? Yeah, you won't be doing any of those things because we live in a lockdown Mastopia. A lockdown. Lockdown! There you go. It's Locktown. You live in Locktown. Not lockdown. You live in Locktown. Isn't it great to live in Locktown? To live in the prison that you designed with your own love. Thank you. Where are you going, my friends, my brothers and sisters? Where are you headed to? Where did you go? And how the fuck did you end up here? How did you end up here going into your closet at night to sleep in your hammock? How did you end up here to empty out your muck bucket into the shadows of darkness? How did you end up here to walk among the streets with fribble people staring at you with gobbly eyes? How did you end up worried about the orc beasts and the comet freaks and all the motherfuckers carrying bleach canisters in their eyeballs? I was a sailor once, traveling the seas. I had a ship of alabaster and strange wooden things and creatures that became the caulking and the fuse that held her together. All the animals and life of the ocean clung to her like they were hugging their lover, and I would sail from harbor to harbor with busty pirate women coming along for the ride. I had gold and silver and pearls. I had maps to the corridors of the inner world, to the crystal caverns, to the diamond palace of old King Glump, who lives at the center of the world. He drinks his grog and screams every night. If you're quiet, if you're very quiet, you can hear his scream. But are you quiet enough to hear your own scream? Are you quiet enough to be sensitive to your own voice that's yelling out right now? Thank you. I traveled in a sailing ship submarine. I traveled in a craft lighter than air. I filled the billowing sails with hydrogen and helium. I electrified it with neutron love. I saw every crevice of this world, and everything I saw was abhorrent to me. I saw the great pits of Bembulast. I saw the great cauldron where the ancient herbs and spices were cooked for Colonel Sanders. But how the fuck did you end up here? How did we end up here? How did we end up in this place? A place of mass and confusion and irreverent madness towards anything that stands to logic. How did we end up taking tampons and attaching them to our faces? How did we take a feminine hygiene napkin and shove it down our throats? How did we end up here? It could have been different. We could have set a different course. We could have set a course with a nice stiff wind heading up north towards the towers of future land. How did you end up here? How did we end up here? Surrounded by greasy animals and furry creatures, surrounded by fear and anger, surrounded by hobo kings and zombie warlords, how the fuck did we end up here? How did we end up here so close to the time of protein cubes and protein slurry? How did we end up here so close to the time that we look at our little cats and kittens and dogs and say, hungry. could have been great sea captains. We could have traveled the ocean seas beyond the perimeters and the edges. We could have mapped out a future. We could have been free and courageous. We could have been amazing. But how the fuck did we end up here? How did we end up in a third-rate hooker paradise, sharing crack cocaine and crystal meth nightmares? How did we end up here? I don't really know. I just know I wish I could find the magical escape hatch. Show me where the eject handle is. I want to know where the life raft is or the fucking dinghy. Because I need to get off this crazy ship. We need to get off this crazy ship. It's going really crazy places. How did we end up here?